The possibility of a number of the electoral areas in the south end of the Cowichan Valley Regional District forming their own municipality, and of the city of Duncan expanding its boundaries, could be among the considerations as the CVRD works toward developing a regional growth strategy, according to Duncan Mayor Michelle Staples. The city, as well as the CVRD's other municipal members, had been asked by the district to each appoint a representative to the district's new growth strategy steering committee and, at Duncan's council meeting on December 16, Staples said the development of a growth strategy for the Cowichan Valley has been under discussion for decades and she's excited that it's finally happening. A growth strategy is a regional-level strategic planning document administered by a regional district to promote human settlement that is socially, economically and environmentally healthy and that makes efficient use of public facilities and services, land and other resources. The Capital Regional District, Regional District of Nanaimo, and the Comox Valley Regional District all have growth strategies, but the CVRD does not. One of the changes in this process is South Cowichan wanting to form its own municipality, and that's part of the discussion that's happening at the CVRD's board table, and some money has been contributed to that by electoral area directors from South Cowichan, Staples said. Things are at a point in South Cowichan where it does make sense to look at it differently. Having large numbers of people in some areas and having just one electoral area director is not functional. The Shawnigan Lake electoral area, in particular, has a similar population as some of the CVRD's municipalities, which have full councils to represent them, while the electoral area has just one director. Staples said there has also been discussions over the years of Duncan, which is Canada's smallest city at just 2 square kilometers in size, expanding its boundaries either south into the CVRD's electoral areas, or north into North Cowichan and, as the region continues to grow, she would like to see the CVRD's new growth strategy steering committee deal with that issue as well. We need to look at the boundaries of our communities and what makes sense as we grow because all of the lines were drawn at a different time when they made sense because that's where the businesses were, she said. As the city and region grow, I think this is a good time to look at what's happening now, and it will also be easier for us to project what things will look like in the future. With the newly developed growth strategy, it will benefit the city and other communities within our region to go through this process. Kyle Young, Duncan's Director of Planning and Sustainability, was unanimously appointed by Council to be the city's representative on the CVRD's Growth Strategy Steering Committee at the meeting. In October, the CVRD's Committee of the Whole referred a staff report on the topic of a growth strategy to the City of Duncan, Municipality of North Cowichan, Town of Ladysmith, Town of Lake Cowichan and the directors of the CVRD's electoral areas, and that the municipalities be asked to appoint a representative to the steering committee, consider potential additional matters in the development of a growth strategy, including, but not limited to, potential municipal incorporation and boundary changes to accommodate future growth and servicing objectives. The CVRD's updated corporate strategic plan calls for the district to work collaboratively with member municipalities and First Nations towards the development of a growth strategy. Once a regional district decides to initiate a regional growth strategy, it must ultimately be accepted by all local governments within the area and will be binding on those local governments.